Dreamscape presents The Teen Interpreter, a guide to the challenges and joys of raising adolescents by Terry Apter, narrated by Lisa Lockford. Introduction. Judy sits in her kitchen, relishing the morning's rare, quiet moments. Today she doesn't have to be at work until noon, so there is no frantic clock watching. Noises coming from the bathroom assure her that her 14-year-old daughter Kirsty is awake. Today, at least, she will not have to shout, "Time to get up!" Today, she will not be that parent who is always on her case, as Kirsty says, nor endure the sound of her own stressed-out voice as she tells her daughter to get going. Hearing the shuffle of Kirsty's oversized slippers, Judy looks up from her phone. Her daughter's tousled hair and sleepy face fill her with tenderness and joy. There is a distinctive adolescent edge, particularly in the sideways glance and grunts of greeting, but the adorable, adoring child is retained in the familiar features and luminous skin, delectable and kissable. A low chuckle emerges from her throat. Kirsty blinks twice, as though her mother's pleasure pains her. Judy glances back to her phone, her lips pressed together as she breathes in and out, deep and slow, resetting her positive mood. "Breakfast?" she suggests brightly. "How about some porridge today? Or toast?" Kirsty sighs, and for a moment, with a rucked forehead and tightening lips, she looks as though she might cry. "Toast?" she repeats. What a stupid suggestion. Judy blanches and looks back at her phone. She concentrates on her messages. Kirsty turns away and mutters, soft but still audible, "You are really stupid." For a moment there is silence, and for a moment both are still. Then Judy stands up briskly and says, "Get your own breakfast." "I always get my own breakfast," Kirsty retorts. Her tears fall now, but she slaps them away with the palm of her hand and then reaches for a paper towel. "I want to get my own breakfast," she says as she blows her nose. This is almost an explanation, inching toward apology. "And I never eat toast." After a beat, she repeats, "You know I never eat toast."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?